here's a story from The World.
Years of civil war have forced millions of Yemenis to find homes elsewhere. Many have gone across the waters to Ethiopia in East Africa. That's where The World's Halima Gikandi met one man whose family has started a new life there.
Late night in the Ethiopian capital of Addis Ababa, some restaurants are still open. One of them is called Yemen King's, which, as you can guess, specializes in Yemeni food. Here, I meet the owner's son, Karim Gamal. He works at the cash register.
We all have the love of Ethiopia, so as a family, my father and my uncle, they decided to have their restaurant in Ethiopia. And I think it's a good choice of them.
A good choice indeed. The place has become popular since they opened in 2019. During the day, the restaurant is crowded with people from all kinds of backgrounds. Gamal tells me about one of their most popular dishes, fassa.
It's a food that you could find it in all Yemen houses. It's a tradition food. The fassa is made of meat or beef, smashed beef, and they burn it in fire in a high temperature.
It's a stew that's so hot it can burn your fingers if you aren't careful. In both Ethiopia and Yemen, most meals are eaten with your hands. I had tried fassa the week before, but on this day, I was rushing to the airport, so I had a sandwich instead, made out of grilled meat. It goes perfectly with kerkide, says Gamal. That's a drink made out of dried roses.
It's dried. After it's dried, they sink it in water. Some people make it, like boil it in hot water, and some people just sink it in water. Then they serve it with sugar or without sugar.
Gamal says these are the flavors of his home back in Yemen, the ones that people are seeking when they come here. Yemeni cuisine is well known across the Arab world, and that's what keeps people coming back, says Gamal.
Most of the Yemenis also, they come here and they feel that they have the taste of Yemen and the flavor of Yemen that they are missing here in Ethiopia.
Yemen and Ethiopia are not too far apart, and they have a long shared history. Gamal is proof of that. He's half Ethiopian and half Yemeni, and so is his father. His family moved to Addis after the war broke out in Yemen in 2014. And in recent years, a wave of Yemenis have followed the same path to Ethiopia.
Oh, Ethiopia is the most unbelievable country. Actually, I want to cry when I say this because many people in my country have suffered and they come to Ethiopia and Ethiopia have served them in a very good way.
The civil war in Yemen is now in its sixth year, and in recent months, Ethiopia has been embroiled in its own violent conflict in the northern region of Tigray. But here in this restaurant, there's a moment of peace for everyone. For The World, I'm Halima Gikandi, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
From PRX.